not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
And welcome to a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, which, remember, you can't spell news without you. We welcome our worldwide audience streaming with us. Have fun in the comments section. See what you can hear right now on our Hank Facebook Live. Tonight's top story. Washington, D.C., getting ready for the big Saturday military parade. So this is 18 miles long. That means 18 miles of fencing and a lot of security, too. But Saturday's military parade going to honor the 250th birthday of the Army. Flag Day is Saturday, and consequently, it's the 79th birthday of President Trump.
Aww. Big birthday party.
So it's all just kind of coinciding. He's excited about it.
I am thrilled to invite everyone to an unforgettable celebration, one like you've never seen before.
Ever.
On Saturday, June 14th, which is Flag Day.
And his birthday.
You won't want to miss it. Just don't miss this one. It's going to be good.
He will be on at 7:47 because we might as well Trump, but get ready for this. Over 7,500 troops, 28 M1 Abrams tanks, 28 Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, 4 Paladin self-propelled howitzer cannons, 50 Apache Black Hawk and Chinook helicopters, and more. It'll be going down the streets. It could cost up to $45 million.
And we're all invited. It's a big party.
MAGA!
That or at your local Chuck E. Cheese, too, which is...
Really?
It's not going to cost near as much.
Okay.
And happy birthday to everybody Saturday.
So another day, another rumor about Taylor Swift, this time that she may be secretly married to Travis Kelce. Fans went crazy when the duo attended a wedding over the weekend and their little seating cards read Taylor and Travis Kelce. So, of course, the internet goes crazy, especially when they were seated at table number 13. Some asked if they needed to send congratulations, perhaps a blender. Others says, no, this is a common, and it's just all about aesthetic, which we can all agree. They were in Tennessee to attend the wedding of Travis's cousin, and apparently not tied the knot.
Hmm. We will continue to follow that story, unfortunately. It's that time in TV and streaming worlds where it's time that they cancel your favorite show.
Oh, fabulous.
It's all going on after the spring TV season and sweeps have wrapped up. Fox announced they will be canceling The Cleaning Lady and deporting that to Honduras. By the way, speaking of, Dr. Phil joined the ICE raids in Los Angeles, which is exactly what that scene needs right now, is Dr. Phil running amok throughout the streets of L.A.
Who is handling business in Fort Worth?
I don't know. Maybe this is why they're calling in the Marines. No. It turns out it's very effective. He shows up and they're willing to go immediately out of the country.
So dumb.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Phil Good. So a sad day is Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone, gone at the age of 82. The singer had a string of hits and passed due to complications from lung disease and COPD. Now, very sad, but maybe just as bad for a guy named Sly Stallone. One Sylvester, who is a different person entirely. However, some people did not read the fine print. One guy asked his waiter if he'd heard about the Rocky star's death, and then the waiter started crying.
Oh, my.
Okay, one more time. Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone is gone at 82. Sly Stallone from Rocky and Rambo is still very much alive. Please make a note of it.
Is that a message for the people in the back?
I mean, I think it's forever.
You won't want to miss it.
Especially if you're back there.
Hello?
The seating. Well, in sports, not necessarily the news. The Dallas Wings are off to a 1-9 start, and that is the worst start in franchise history.
Dang it.
I know. That'll cause that waiter to cry probably, too. And as the NBA Finals are going on, Oklahoma City taking on Indiana. A thrill a minute. The most notable thing that's happened in the NBA Finals is the fact that the NBA seems to have forgotten that the NBA Finals are kind of a big deal for them.
Right.
It's the crowning of a champion. It's the final round of the tournament. It is not indicated anywhere on the hardwood. They don't have any of the NBA Finals traditional logos or the Larry O'Brien trophy or anything like that. Well, fans noticed this immediately. It looks like just a regular game in the middle of the season. And so for game two, they CGI'd during the entire game the NBA Finals logos and the Larry O'Brien trophy.
It's dirty.
And it looks like somebody did it with MS Paint from Windows 95.
Like, didn't Emma in promotions, like, couldn't she get her cricket on it or something?
No, they're working to remedy this situation.
You won't want to miss it.
You don't.
Well, it's a lot of there's really no reason to watch it.
So Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez may be billionaires, but don't want to be all braggy about their wealth and fame. We've been hearing about their Venetian wedding for months, and now it's getting a makeover or a make under. They're scaling back, they're cutting back, and now we're going to have an intimate affair with less than 200 people and a budget of less than $13.5 million. So I hope everyone appreciates that.
Wow.
Meanwhile, they are still ticking off the neighbors. Lauren ordered new furniture for their New York apartment. Locals not impressed when a truck, a trailer, and a crane showed up to deliver it in the middle of Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. They had to shut down a major street on the Big Apple. People were chiming in. Why couldn't they have the Amazon team just go ahead and deliver it? One would think that he had the resources for this. While other people asked, Lauren was having something else delivered. Maybe Mark Zuckerberg was staring at during the inauguration.
Whatever it was, I'm sure it was evil. There's a new ranking of the best smells in the world. And any guess? Any favorites of your world?
Cinnamon rolls.
Okay.
Green grass.
No.
Not the tank of transparency. That's What do you got?
Freshly baked bread after it rains, before it rains in grandma's house, and fresh money.
Fresh money?
And then finally, McDonald's is introducing a Hershey S'more McFlurry available today. It is available at participating locations for those of us that just don't care anymore.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.